We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam, and here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, today we're going to be talking about pleasing God, obeying Him, and doing what's right.
The Bible says that Noah was a righteous man,
blameless among the people of his time. He walked with God.
Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, He said, now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved.
The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and from them came all the people who were scattered over the earth.
Now the whole world had one language and a common speech.
As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there.
They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly."
They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar.
Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth."
But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building.
The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them.
Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so that they will not understand each other."
So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city.
That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world.
By building a tower, what were these people doing?
They were displeasing God because they thought they could build a tower really high that it would reach the heavens, and it's just not possible.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They wanted people to think, higher of them.
Okay. Look at what I can do.
Yeah.
Alexa.
They said, let's make a name for ourselves, having nothing to do with giving the glory to God.
Right. And what had just happened before this story in the Old Testament?
When God flooded the earth and he saved Noah and his family.
And so here they were disobeying all of the people. Remember why God flooded the earth? The Bible says they were doing wicked things.
Yeah.
They were turning away from God and doing things their own way. You think maybe that they were worshiping this tower that they were building to?
Kinda.
Saying, look how wonderful this is.
Yeah.
And God wants us to worship only him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And to look to him for their strength.
The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
The righteous run to it and are safe.
Right after God flooded the earth, the people turned away from him.
They didn't trust God.
They didn't obey him.
Can you hear him calling you?
Can you hear him calling you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him. Pray to him. And say to him, trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And he will make your pathway straight.
And he will make your pathway straight.
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him.
Pray to him.
When the people tried to build a tower to reach heaven, God was not pleased. People have always sinned against God. So what are some things that people do today that don't please God?
Lying.
Okay.
Disobeying your parents.
Mm-hmm.
When people use God's name in vain.
Okay.
Coveting.
Coveting. What does it mean to covet?
It's kind of like when you get jealous of something that someone has or something they can do, and then you just get really mad about it.
Yeah, how?
Cheating.
Okay. It makes you look sometimes better when you get the answers from someone else, but that doesn't mean you learned, right?
Yeah.
And God knows when we do that, right? And that displeases him. Yeah, Hannah.
Stealing.
Mm-hmm. How about stealing just something little? Does it matter, really? Between stealing something big and something little, is it still stealing?
Yeah.
Sometimes people say, that's all right. It's not stealing if I just take a pencil from someplace, and it's not a big deal, but doesn't belong to you. It is a big deal because it's not something we're supposed to do. Do not steal is one of the Ten Commandments. Matter of fact, all of the commandments we are called to obey, right? They were written long ago, but they're still laws for our life. Do you think that you might do some things that don't please God? I know I do. Yeah, Hallie.
It's kind of sometimes hard if you get in like a big fight with your friend to like forgive them and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I a lot of times do, I treat, my different friends different. I don't treat one friend as much as the other.
That's good that you recognize that and you're honest about that. Mm-hmm.
Right, well, not only do I sometimes, lose my patience with my brother, but with other people too, I tend to like have really short patience and I get really mad at them for things that I shouldn't.
Well, you know, God knows about our struggles and we can turn to Him and ask Him for strength to handle certain things that might be hard for us. We certainly can ask Him for forgiveness. And then what do we have to do after we ask Him for forgiveness?
And we have to repent from our sins.
What does that mean when we say we have to repent?
Well, basically, like, we're saying that we want to go the other way and go back to God instead of doing our sin.
In order to please Him, we need His help. So, we confess to Him what we've done wrong, we ask for forgiveness, and we turn away from them and try our very, very best to not do it again.
We are all sinners, but God is always there for us.
He did not leave us to die in our sins. He sent Jesus to save us.
The psalmist writes, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me."
The first step is recognizing our sin.
Repent. That means turn away from it and really try hard not to do it again.
Then ask God to forgive you.
He will.
We want to obey God.
Follow His ways.
Do what is right.
We want to please Him.
Bring Him glory by the way we live.
In the book of Philippians, Paul tells the people whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure and lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
So as you live each day, think of God and ask yourself if what you are doing is pleasing Him.
If it isn't, you can always pray to God to give you the strength to change.
Jesus knew how to live and please His Father, bring glory to His Father.
God the Father spoke, "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased."
In the book of John chapter 15, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
Now remain in my love."
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love.
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
You are my friends if you do what I command.
I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business.
Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last.
Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
This is my command. Love each other.
Jesus wants us to love others the way He loved and live the way He lived.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to be like You, our Savior and our friend.
We want to please Your Father.
Help us to do what is right.
No one else loves us the way You do. Even when we do wrong, You forgive us.
Thank You, Jesus, for saving us. In Your name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
If you would like to visit us online to learn more about our ministry and music, log on to www.karenandkids.com.
Thanks so much for all of our listening friends who have called to encourage and support our ministry.
And remember,
whatever is noble,
right, and true,
think of these things in all that you do.
See you next time!
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.